Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India upgrades status of technical mission in Kabul to that of embassy in Afghanistan. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services clarifies new $100,000 visa fee will not apply to existing H-1B visa holders. Sanae Takaichi becomes first female Prime Minister of Japan. European Union countries agree to ban all Russian oil and gas imports from January 2028. And in Asian Youth Games, Indian boys Kabaddi team register an emphatic victory over Pakistan, while girls team overpower Iran in Bahrain. The Government of India has restored the status of the technical mission of India in Kabul to that of Embassy of India in Afghanistan with immediate effect. Minister of External Affairs in a statement said that the decision underscores India's resolve to deepen its bilateral engagement with the Afghan side in all spheres of mutual interest. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar had announced the upgrading of India's technical mission in Kabul to the status of Embassy of India during the visit of Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi, to India this month. The ministry added that the Embassy of India in Kabul will further augment India's contribution to Afghanistan's comprehensive development, humanitarian assistance and capacity building initiatives in keeping with the priorities and aspirations of Afghan society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rodrigo Paz Pereira on his election as the President of Bolivia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to deepening the partnership between the nations for shared progress and prosperity in the years to come. In Nepal, third day of the five-day-long Gai Tihar festival has been celebrated throughout the Himalayan nation. In this festival, Hindus worship cows as goddess Lakshmi, deity of wealth and prosperity. The cow is garlanded and fed various delicacies. People are performing Lakshmi and Ganesh Puja by lighting butter lamps in the houses and feasting on traditional cuisines as sel roti, anarsa, lakmari, jeri, laddu and kheer. In Bangladesh, the dengue situation continues to worsen as four more people died of the mosquito-borne disease in the past 24 hours, pushing the death toll to over 250 this year, according to the Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS. The DGHS report released yesterday said 814 new patients were admitted to hospitals across the country during the same period. With the latest figures, the total number of dengue cases in 2025 has risen to over 56,000, while more than 52,000 patients have recovered so far. Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government today announced a bounty of PKR's 10 crore on the head of the band Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP commander Kazim, believed to be involved in the recent killing of the lieutenant colonel and a major of the army. Kazim, who hails from Kurram district, was also behind attacks on military convoys, heading a parachinar and passenger vehicles belonging to the Shia community, an official of the district administration said. He is also accused of plotting an assassination attempt on Kurram Deputy Commissioner Javedullah Mehsood. The decision to fix such a high bounty reflects the provincial government's resolve to ensure his arrest or elimination, they added. The government has also placed heavy bounties on three other militants associated with Kazim. The Khartoum International Airport and several areas of the Sudanese capital were attacked by drones today. According to the military sources, Khartoum Airport was targeted by five suicide drones at dawn today. It said ground-based anti-aircraft systems intercepted and shot down the drones. Several maintenance workers and a civil defense officer sustained minor injuries in the attack. Local residents reported hearing explosions across various neighborhoods in the capital. No group has been taken responsibility so far. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, has clarified that the new $100,000 H-1B visa fee introduced by the Trump administration would not apply to international graduates already in the United States or existing H-1B visa holders. Officials also confirmed that those on valid F1, L1 and H1B visas, including those seeking renewals or status changes, would be exempt from the fee. The announcement followed widespread confusion after President Trump's proclamation mandated the steep fee for employers sponsoring foreign skilled workers, set to take effect from September 21st. USCIS stating that the fee would only apply to new petitions submitted after that date and would not affect travel rights of current H-1B holders. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Israel today as part of the Trump administration's diplomatic push to strengthen the fragile Gaza ceasefire agreement and advance discussions towards a permanent resolution to the conflict with Hamas. His visit follows a weekend escalation that threatened to derail the 12-day truce. Vance is expected to urge Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to begin talks on long-term arrangements under President Donald Trump's 20-point Gaza peace plan. The proposal includes establishing an interim administration in Gaza, deploying an international stabilization force, withdrawing Israeli troops and ensuring the disarmament of Hamas. Israel has maintained it will not take part in further negotiations until Hamas returns the bodies of deceased hostages still held in the enclave. Officials say the second phase of the U.S. plan aims to shift focus from emergency measures to political and security arrangements that can sustain peace in the long term. Sanae Takaichi has become Japan's first female prime minister. The upper house has elected Ms. Takaichi as prime minister. She received 125 votes in the upper house, just one vote above the simple majority necessary for victory. She secured 237 votes in the lower house, exceeding the required majority of 233. We have a report.
A former television anchor, Takaichi, entered Japanese politics in 1993, winning a seat in the lower house as an independent. Ms. Takaichi joined Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in 1996 and entered the cabinet for the first time under former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. She held the position of the Minister of State for Okinawa and Northern Territories Affairs. From 2022 to 2024, Takaichi was Japan's Economic Security Minister. Sluggish economic growth, rising prices, and a sharp depreciation of the yen are some of the major challenges before Sanae Takaichi's government. With Bhupendra's report, Abhineet Shukla for World News.
European Union countries have agreed to ban all Russian energy imports from January 2028. During a meeting in Luxembourg yesterday, energy ministers of EU countries voted in favour of a draft regulation which applies to both pipeline oil and liquefied natural gas supplied by Russia to EU countries. According to European Council, the regulation constitutes a central element of the EU's Repower EU roadmap to end dependency on Russian energy following repeated disruptions of gas supplies to the EU. Following Russia-Ukraine war, EU leaders had decided to phase out dependency on Russian fossil fuels as part of Versailles Declaration signed in 2022. Indian boys and girls kabaddi teams have registered an emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys team crushed arch-rival Pakistan by 81-26 and the girls team overpowered Iran by 59-26. The Indian boys team produced a breathtaking performance to beat Pakistan, marking one of the largest ever margins of victory in international kabaddi history. The Indian girls have virtually sealed a place in the gold medal match, likely against Thailand, who remain unbeaten in the other group fixtures. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant launched the official logo and anthem of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025, which will be held in Goa. And now, before we end close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India upgrades status of technical mission in Kabul to that of embassy in Afghanistan. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services clarifies new $100,000 visa fee will not apply to existing H-1B visa holders. Sanae Takaichi becomes first female Prime Minister of Japan. European Union countries agree to ban all Russian oil and gas imports from January 2028. And in Asian Youth Games, Indian boys kabaddi team register an emphatic victory over Pakistan, while girls team overpower Iran in Bahrain. And that concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.